This list, maybe if you're from Indiana and you're from Indy and you're a Hoosier, like for life, you know all this stuff, but I doubt it. I bet you didn't know all this stuff. I saw this with Indy Star. It was the things that Hoosiers have contributed to society. And I can't even get to them all, but this is kind of cool. Tell me if you're surprised by any of these, producer MYK.
Yeah.
The rear view mirror. Like, that's credited with being invented here. It actually kind of has to do with the Indianapolis 500. Back in the day, like in 1911, when they'd race, they'd have like one person in the car and then somebody else like behind them like, hey, there's a car on your rear. Like, like that was their rearview mirror, was another dude. But this guy in 1911 is like, hey, I'm going to put him on there. But the guy said that it was so shaky because they were going so fast, it was pretty much useless. But they were there.
Yeah, that's so much better than another dude in your car.
Then it's like, on my left. Like, no, my left or your left? Right?
Yeah.
That just seems crazy. Sliced bacon, the first meat packing plant.
Sliced bacon?
Sliced bacon? Was introduced by Kagan & Co. in operation from 1868 to 1966 right here on the White River. Kind of where Victory Field is now and by the zoo. So that's pretty dope. I mean, who doesn't like bacon? Even if you're a vegetarian, you got to appreciate that one. The Bloody Mary. The drink itself is said to have been invented in Paris, but it might not exist if it weren't for two employees at the French Lick Spring Hotel. In 1917. So that's kind of dope. Speaking of alcohol, the breathalyzer. I love this one. They call it like the drunkometer or something. But the first device that could actually measure a person's intoxication was called the drunkometer. It should still be called the drunkometer, right?
It's a drunkometer? Drunkometer?
Drunk.
I like drunkometer better.
I do too. I want you to blow into this drunkometer. All right. High score wins. It was invented back in 1938 by a doctor at Indiana University Medical School. Here's what it did. This is crazy. It involved blowing into a balloon. So. Then transferring the air into a chemical solution, which would change color if the air contained alcohol.
Oh.
He eventually made it into the actual, like, years later, like, the actual breathalyzer we have now, but that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
What about this? You ever rocked sideburns before? When I had hair, I had some sideburns. Now I just have a big-ass beard.
Yeah, I think I had some when I first got here.
Union General Ambrose E. Burnside, born in Liberty, kept his chin and only his chin neatly shaven, which was left with a mustache connected to a giant side of whiskers that grew thick. He's not the first person that actually wore it, but the reason they call him sideburns is because, like, well, his name was Burnside.
So, what if they were called Burnsides?
Hey, man, nice Burnsides you got there. I think this stuff is just so interesting. The refrigerator. Fred W. Wolf of Fort Wayne in 1913, he invented the refrigerator for home use. Like, could you imagine back in the day, like, what the heck you would do if you didn't have that around?
Oh, he was like, this food's too warm. Let me stick it in a big old box with ice.
Like, and I wonder what they put in there for the first thing. That must have been so dope. You would have been, like, the coolest person ever. The movie projector. Love going to the movies. The motion picture projector invented by C. Francis Jenkins played the first real film with electric light in front of an audience back in 1894 in Richmond, Indiana. So that's pretty dope. Wonder Bread. First sold in stores in May 21st, 1921 in Indianapolis, where it was manufactured by the, it's like Targart, I'm going to almost say Target, but Targart Baking Company. The red, yellow, and blue dots on the packaging, you ever notice that, represents the balloons that they saw while watching a balloon race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Obviously, Indiana, a state known for basketball, there's a guy named Herman Sager grew up in Culver, where he was one of Indiana's first high school basketball stars, and he was big on innovation. Back in 1932, he put on an exhibition game between high schools, and he made up this rule. He's like, all right, if a shot's taken from beyond 25 feet, it's worth 3 points. And that this guy just makes up a rule. And he's like, oh, he can shoot the ball. Okay, that's a three-pointer. And then I never wear them. I don't know if they make them in my size. I would like to, but I see producer, I'm like, hey, you love Chuck Taylors, man. You love, Chucks. Just wearing Chucks.
What size foot are you, Joe?
I'm a 13 wide. I have, like, really flat, fat feet. They're wide and flat and nasty. They're like Shaquille O'Neal's, kind of.
Oh, so you probably have to get them specially made,
I mean, how big do they make them up to? I never went and looked. I always assumed, like, they wouldn't have them in my size.
I don't know. We'd have to look at your foot.
If anybody's got that Chuck hookup, hit your boy up right here. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. It was made by Converse, but Chuck Taylors wore serious top-notch basketball shoes from the 20s through the 60s, and then they were replaced, you know, like by the higher technology shoes that we see nowadays, Adidas and other companies. But the man who helped design them and promote them was actually called Charles Hollis Taylor, born in Brown County in 1901. I never knew that. Did anybody else know that? And then one of the other cool things is the classic curvy Coke bottle. We don't see it anymore. Like, shout out to Coca-Cola. They actually sent us a custom Joe and Alex Show with our names on their new plastic ones. But you know, like, the old glass kind?
Yeah.
The shape and how they felt? Excuse me. Apparently, they were trying to set themselves apart back in the day, so a Terre Haute-based Root glass company stepped up to the task. In the instructions to Root, Coke called for a bottle that could be recognized when broken on the ground or by the touch in the dark. Like, they really wanted it to be unique, and it is. If you think about it, not a lot of other bottles look like those classic Coca-Cola glass ones. So those are just some of the things that Hoosiers have contributed to society. Got this from an indie star. I'm going to go put it up at radionowindy.com. You can go click on the Joe and Alex show. I think it's just really interesting stuff.